Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
What's up? I'm going to need some feedback from anybody that can let me know how this sounds, because that just turned out to be a just total fucking waste. I'm Billy Borelli, and this is my Laugh Chat. Welcome. So, few changes here at Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. So let me tell you how this is working out with this Blog Talk Radio. It's not working out very well. I'll tell you why. They have a premium feature that you have to pay every month, and unfortunately, I switched jobs, so I can no longer afford to pay for the premium service. But I was doing it. I saved myself a little money, but they took away a few perks, one of them being a direct connect using my laptop as my microphone, if you will. Well, they took that feature away, and now I have to use my cell phone. So I'm literally standing here like a jackass with my earphones on, talking to you like I'm talking on the phone. So... yeah, I'm a little bit unhappy with you, Blog Talk Radio, right now, and I will diss you on air because it's my show, and it's free. So, yeah, you pulled away a lot of features that were very helpful. So, anyway, we'll try to make the best of it. I don't know what happened with the beginning. It took away my music, too, my audio clips. I had nothing. When I switched, I had to start all over. So I was rushing to do that today, trying to get my show going. Doing my intro music is gone, every music is gone, nothing works. Finally got it going, and then this debacle at the beginning. And it's really like made me want to go, I'm just gonna go ahead and scrap it. But me being the trooper that I am, to see what's going on, I'm gonna go ahead and decide to I'm looking at some ugly people on TV. I'm just gonna decide to go on with the show. And make the best of it and see anybody that's listening, that knows me, that wants to call me, or not call me, but text me. Let me open up my chat because, let me do chat right there. Launch my chat. I mean, if you chat in there, great. If you don't, fuck it, whatever. Let me know what you can hear, how it sounds. I need to know, especially my producer. I need to know what this sounds like. Are you hearing me well? Does it sound like I'm talking on the phone? Is it crappy? So we'll see where Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat goes from here. I got to make some changes and see if I can do something. I mean, it's live, but they've made some... oh, look at that. Chat doesn't want to open. Well, what do you know? So they're making it easy for me to decide to jump ship and go somewhere else. Doesn't mean, you know, I will stop doing my show. I just may stop doing it on this format, Blog Talk Radio. Let's get into it, shall we? There's a lot going on. Some sort of something happens. Something happens with our lately everything's been happening with our country, and everybody's been chiming in on it and giving their two cents, thinking they know. Suddenly everybody has a law degree because they saw a video of something. I understand if people are upset about things and things that they perceive, but let's let the people that were there do what they're there to do. I would assume that we're civilized. I would assume that the United States and the human race as a whole is civilized. I know we're supposed to get into some humor now, but, you know, I kind of, maybe I'll get into something funny, but this whole beginning of this show went off. It was like, you know, you're on the toilet and you're taking a shit and you think it's a big one and then these little pellets come out. It's like, are you serious? All that for that? Some pellets? What am I, a rabbit? Anyway, so I'm not going to go in on the whole what I think happened on certain videos because I let professionals do their jobs. Like, same with I do my job. If I'm doing my job and I know exactly what happened and somebody comes along and says, well, I saw a picture of you doing something. Well, you know, you saw a picture. Were you there? Did you actually see it? Did you eyewitness it? Because if you watch criminal shows, they always ask for eyewitnesses. Sure, they go to video. A lot of times they go, well, this video doesn't show much. This video is not that clear. This video is not conclusive. So, unfortunately, we have to go to witnesses. Unfortunately, we have to go to this. We have to go to that. So, basically, to get a really clear video of whatever you're doing, you have to show your ID and you have to say, this is what's going on. Anyway, the chat's not loading, so that's wonderful. Wunderbar. Gotta love that. So I'm going to skip all that. I'm going to skip all through sports because I just did a football draft and there's something going on with football now that really is kind of unsettled with me, you know, especially when it comes to my team, the 49ers. So we're just going to skip through all that because these days, if you bring up something that someone doesn't agree with, you are absolutely immediately labeled a racist. Just because you don't agree with something that they view as a racial issue or something that's viewed to them is offensive to them. But because you don't agree with it, you're racist. See, us as human beings need to learn that not one person is better than the other. We're all equal. Just because you don't like something doesn't mean I have to not like it. Just because you don't like something doesn't mean I have to not like something. Whatever. You get the point. The point is that we need to stop being so hypersensitive to issues, and we need to start civilizing. We need to be civil about certain things. And I don't know what's going on with my cell phone service. It always sounds like somebody sniffling in the background. I hear, like, really? Are you kidding me? Who's tapping my phone? Who's out there right now? Probably my neighbors. Allahu Akbar. I don't know what that means. which, by the way, they literally, now let me explain what my neighbors are doing. They sell socks. Okay? They're probably listening outside right now. That son of a bitch. No, they have three pallets outside, and the pallets are stacked about 8 feet tall boxes from China, and they're full of socks. These guys, I don't know what else they do, but that's their thing, selling socks. That's got to be, well, I guess they don't care. I mean, they're married and they have kids. Their wives don't care, so, you know, they're, it's not like they're going out looking for chicks at a bar. Oh, and what do you do? Well, I sell socks at the flea market. Hey, would you like some? Yeah, that's a good way to get her to, yeah, just, do you have enough money to buy me drinks? That's about that's about all I want. Everybody can hear me. That's good. I have two listeners. Yeah. Hello, two listeners. All right. We won't get into mega church because I have a plan for mega church. So we're not going to do mega church this episode. We're going to do that as a promo instead. I know I've been wanting to do mega church. I'll give you a precursor on what mega church is. It's a family filled, fun event that you could take everybody to, including the old folks and your pets. You could take them to mega church, not just any old church. It's a mega church, three floors of church goodness. It's got water slides. It's got the ball pit. It's got crackers, Body of Christ crackers. It's got wine. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. References to Jim Jones. Ooh, but it's not bad. Don't go there. Yeah, but you'll see. We'll get it together for you folks. Anyway, let me go to my notes since I'm all like 1998 with my cell phone here. Oh, you got a cell phone. Yeah, it's so cool. I got a cell phone now. It was so... Man, I was the shit when I first bought my cell phone in 1998. I thought I was badass. Like, man, I'm going to use it for everything. I'm going to call everybody and tell them I got a cell phone. Fuck what you heard. I ended up playing Snake until the battery died. And that's a long time. Those batteries lasted for weeks. And when you're playing Snake, you're like, fuck, it's getting faster. My Snake's getting longer. Yeah, well, Snake. I played Snake on my cell phone. Because nobody called me. Nobody knew I had a cell phone. Well, could you have some? Oh, you got a cell phone? That's kind of cool. I'm going to get a cell phone one day. Now everybody can't stay off the bastards. Cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone. Everywhere you go, somebody's buried in their cell phone. It's like we should have just a, you know, it's that's what kids are growing up. They're growing up with cell phones. I can't believe it's like as soon as they slide out of that greasy vagina, they've got a cell phone in their hand. They're a baby. I mean, I've seen literally kids, toddlers, knowing how to swipe. Like what? And you can see it. I mean, there's videos. You know, there's even two monkeys that are like looking at stuff on a phone. Like, you know, cell phones have gotten so easy to use these days. It's incredible. And I'm talking about stuff that I haven't even written down. I'm just blabbing because you're listening. I've got to help two listeners. Yeah. You know, my thing, I really don't have a thing. There's nothing in the news for me to go on about. There's no weird stories. I didn't do any research. I was just kind of going over some stuff. What I notice is there's a lot of cooking shows. If you turn on the TV, there's a lot of cooking shows. And cooking shows are just, it's like back in the day you didn't have cooking shows. There's a whole fucking channel. There's two channels devoted to food. Food Network, some other bullshit, and some bullshit. I think there's like three channels, but it's just nothing but food. And women have gone, they're just losing their fluids over these cooking shows. I want to watch this show. I want to watch this show. It's so fun. Food, food, food. And yeah, some of it's actually really cool because you can like, oh, when I travel here, I'm going to go see these fucking donuts that I saw being made in, you know, Timbuktu, Alaska, that they put extra sprinkles on. I'm going to go there and say, hey, I saw you on TV. We don't make donuts. We just make fish. Well, they said you make donuts anyway. Timbuktu, I don't know where that is. It's not in the United States, but I just kind of made it up. I make stuff as I go along so you can believe it and laugh. Ha ha! He's a liar. Chopped. We all know Chopped is like the epitome of cooking shows. It pits four people against each other to win 10 grand at the end of the show. You have to make an appetizer dish. After that, somebody gets cut. You have to make the main course. After that, somebody gets cut. Then you got to make the desserts, and then two people are left, and whoever gets cut, well, you're fucked. And then the winner goes on and wins 10 grand. But I'm unbelievable. I can't remember what the guy's name is, but every time I see the show, he's just like, he's got the same monotone. Oh, welcome to Chopped. Today's contestants, if you open up your baskets, please look inside. For your appetizer, you'll find old carpet, toilet water, peaches, and belly button lint. You have 10 minutes. Begin. Are you fucking kidding me? What am I going to make with that bullshit? I would sit up there and look at him and go, you're an idiot, dude. I'm going to make what I know. I'm going to, once I'm done, all that shit's getting tossed. I'm just going to look, where's the garbage can? There it is. What's he, oh, I don't see what he's making over there. He's keeping everything covered. Oh, and I bring the dish over there. Well, what have you made? I made nachos. Oh, okay. Well, you know, I don't see any of the old carpet in your nachos. Yeah, it makes no fucking sense. So I made what everybody loves, nachos. So you can eat the old carpet and belly button lint. I'd like for you to eat the nachos. And I'd probably, you know, probably go. And then, you know, probably go on to the, because just because they're like, well, you know, he fixed the nachos up to look like the United States, so kind of let's give him a pass. For the main course round, we have Converse shoelaces, lamb shanks, moldy bread, and boogers. Seriously? Who cooks with the bullshit that you guys have? I mean, who cooks using that stuff? Would you eat all this stuff on a regular basis? That's why you look at it and go, oh, this ought to be good. No, it's bullshit. Where's the garbage can? I'm dumping it. Guess what you're getting for the main course? Nachos again. This time I may put some hot peppers in it. Well, you've made nachos once again. Yeah, because you're full of it. Really? Shoelaces? I mean, what, do they have like old piss on them from, you know, dragging on the floor in a men's room? You're disgusting, dude. Why don't you guys get real, real food, all right? Can I get a burger and some fries? Milkshake or something? Maybe some, you know, some lettuce. Everybody seems to eat lettuce. Everybody goes to, you know, whatever. I go on to the next round. And for the dessert round, there's only two left. Surprisingly, the guy that made the nachos, see, I'd be the guy that made the nachos. I wouldn't be a name anymore. Be like, he keeps winning for some reason because of my charm, asshole. I keep making pretty nachos. For your dessert round, we have sand, an ink pen, extension cord, and chocolate. You have 15 minutes. Begin. I'm going to choke you with this extension cord, Mr. High and Mighty stick up the ass. Guess what I'm making? I'm making nachos again, and I'm putting whipped cream on it. Now, that's your dessert, and you're going to love it. I probably win, too. He made nachos once again. What a boring bastard. Let's chop him. No. He's got something there. You know, it's kind of like spicy, and I could taste the crunch, and you got a little pepper in there. You know, and that whipped cream kind of tops it off. It cleans the palate. Of course! That's what I was going for, dude. Didn't you not know that when I made fucking nachos? Seriously, give us some real shit. Because some of that stuff, rose water, lamb something or others, and somebody's like, well, I've never used this. I've cooked with this before. I'm a pro at this. I love it in the beginning, too. They're like, oh, well, I've worked with fish all my life, and I used to swim with it, and now I eat them, and I had sex with a fish once, and, you know, I can make this come out real good. And they get chopped in the first round. Because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You get all nervous and you're spilling stuff and you've left out one of the ingredients. Yeah, because it was paper. You put paper in my basket. You wanted me to cook with paper. Really? Get out of here. So there's this show on TV right now. I'm going to hit the info button just to see what I've got. It's called High Maintenance, and it's a comedy. Oh, all right. Well, oh, it's a series on HBO. All right, well. Whatever, it's on mute, so I'm not really checking it out. This chick's like smoking weed like crazy. It's probably one of those weed connoisseurs. You know, back in the day, women would, they wouldn't watch cooking shows. There wasn't any cooking shows. There was like three TV, you know, well, when I was a kid, there was like three or four, you know, networks, NBC, ABC, CBS, and something, Channel 44, I guess. And so it was whatever was on there we watched. It was either sitcoms or day shows or game shows. It was like in the morning it was your soap operas. Then it was your game shows. And then it went on to news. And then it went on to, I think, more game shows. And then it went on to news again. And then you'd have sitcoms and then the movie of the week. And parents didn't, you know, moms especially, because back then it was moms doing all the cooking, dads would be working, moms would just beat the kids all day, or they'd be at school, they'd play, they'd come home. Not saying my mom did that, I'm just saying in general, you know, come on, there was nothing else to do. Well, it's the mid-70s, what do we do? Beat the kid! So there's not much to do, you know, when a parent has so many kids, so you know, she gets frustrated. Either go outside, play in traffic, or come inside and watch sitcoms. So I would watch the TV shows. I'd watch the game shows, you know, with my mom. And I'd just sit there and, I don't know, pick my ass. I don't know. I don't remember quite back that far. And she would whip up. They, mothers, would whip up like a full course meal. Like, I've got your meats. I've got your greens. I've got your proteins. I've got your starches, I've got your liquids, I've got your desserts. I mean, literally, by the time the father would get home, it would be laid out. We see it on TV, and sometimes some people have experienced that. You get home, and mom's got the whole table just baked goods and butter, and she's got, oh, I churned the butter myself, and I rolled those, I went out to the wheat field and crushed the fucking wheat for this bread, and, you know, what are we, Amish? Yeah, I got the milk, too. I jerked the cow off and got the milk. You know, they're doing all these things, and you've just got this full course, and they're passing. They're like, clink, clink, with the silverware and the plates and the bowls, and they're just, well, how was your day, dear? Ah, blah, 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 fucking work, blah, blah, blah. give me a beer, you know? And it was just a lot of that stuff. I mean, they naturally knew we had to fucking cook back in the day, even before TV. They're like, well, what do you want me to do with this? Well, it tastes bad raw, so what do we do? Well, it's easier if I, you know, because I put it over a fire. Oh, wow, who thought of that? Because, I mean, before fire, what were we doing? Killing animals and eating them like animals. Like animals are eating animals. You know, they blood all on the mouth, and whoever invented to cook them, you know, was actually kind of smart. But now it's like, I'd rather have that medium. And I'm a snob when it comes to my steaks. I don't want them, you know, overdone. I want the medium, you know. I want a little bit bloody, but a little bit, you know. And every time I ask for something medium, it always gets well. Every single time. I'm going to start saying, look, just give it to me raw. Just didn't sound right. Just give it to me raw and, you know, just bring it out here. Don't even put it, just roll it into the bun or bring the steak out, you know, sear it for a second, and that's it. Some, they just don't think that far. Nowadays, it's that. It's a frozen pizza. You'll be lucky if you get a little Parmesan. Now, I'm not, ladies, whoever's listening, lady or ladies or whoever this may reach, don't take it personal. It's jokes. You're supposed to laugh. But this is all true. No, I'm kidding. So you'll be lucky if you get a frozen pizza with a little extra Parmesan. Can you put some Parmesan? Oh, are you serious? Perhaps you want me to just suck your D while I'm at it. No, I just want some cheese. That's all. I'll get the beer myself, and I'll do the Netflix myself. I didn't want to go all out because, you know, parents could be listening and, you know. Did you just say that? Oh, my God, Billy, watch your filthy fucking mouth out. Oh, my God. You're so bad. That's my child. He's so bad. I didn't teach him that. He learned that from his friends.
Blame it on the friends. Every time a kid does something bad, they can never just hear it from their dad or their mom. They always blame.
He learned the word fuck from his friends. He learned it. And dick. He learned dick from his friends. He just learned that from his friends. His friends are so bad. His friend's mom saying the same thing. He just learned that from his friends. Dick and fuck. Dick fuck. Hey.
Then he goes around saying dick fuck.
So, what else? I don't have anything else. That's it. That's the show.
Tough guys. Oh, Lord. Tough guys.
I see it all the time. And I will continue. I'm hot as a mother too right now. I'm going to have a drink. I have some lemonade. Lemonade, man, it's lemonade. Oops.
Great, spilled it.
Lemonade, man, it's lemonade.
Ice Tea's new commercial.
Read the sign, man, it's lemonade. It's lemonade.
Sounds like an old man.
Get the fuck off my porch. Lemonade.
So, tough guys. I see them all the time in the gym, pumping weights, yelling, and Wah! It's like, dude, if it's that heavy, just don't lift it. Don't lift it. I mean, you're going to be sounding the same way when you're old, trying to, you know, straighten your back out. All those deadlifts. I don't want to be like that, but I see the tough guys all the time. They got their arms out, like they're like swinging them way out, and you know they're just trying to be so tough, and like you just lift weights. I mean, it's really the whole gym mentality of the I'm buffed and stick my arms out and I'm bigger than you, and I can lift heavier than you. So what? So what? I bet because, and I don't want to be that guy that always compares everything to steroids, it is known to shrink your balls, quite possibly your penis.
I'm all saying, quite possibly your penis. It could be shrunken.
And you could tell, you know, stretch marks on the guy's arms and stuff like that, and you could tell the steroids. It's just, you know, and look at bodybuilders, how they have those little bikinis, and they got literally like, they're like a Ken doll, you know, they're just a patch of skin, just like a little, no, nothing, they tucked it. I don't want to bulge, so let me tuck this thing, let me get some duct tape and just tape it over there so I look like I have a vag and a camel toe, because I don't want anybody to see it. Like, what? Let that be part of your routine. The strippers do it. They got the, you know, the little sock that goes on it, and they flip it up and down, and it's got a little tassel on the end of it or a bell or something. They're just like, yeah, fuck that motherfucker, yeah. You know, they're flipping it around the prow. Do that when you're in bodybuilding. Let that thing hang out. Do that. I would not, like, be impressed. Like, oh, my God, he's got a dick out. But it would make more. It would make it more exciting because, you know, you see a bunch of guys up there and do a routine. Do a dance. Do some jumping jacks or do a cartwheel with that thing on. Like, get a cat, you know, and have a little thing on the end of it so the cat could swipe at it. You know, ding, ding, ramp. But, you know, don't get, you know, claws in your pee-pee or anything. But do that. Tough guys, bodybuilders, I used to really be into the bodybuilding scene. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be big one day. But, you know, that's fucking hard to do. I mean, it's hard to be big. If you want to be big, then again, you know, can you wash your back? Can you wipe your ass? What can you do when you're that damn big? So, you know, when you get older, I mean, you start, you know, stuff starts hanging. And you don't stay young forever. The stuff will hang. It will catch up to you. Don't think you can beat Father Time. There are a few things. There are some people out there that look pretty good in their late age. You know, you can still kind of tell. It's like, okay, he's got a little extra skin, but he doesn't look bad. You know, he's old, he's 70 or whatever. There's a woman, there's a man, I've seen it. But you can still tell. You can still tell. It's like, well, you know, you've kind of got some little extra skin. You can make like a baseball glove or something with that. You know, let's just snip that there. But they don't want you to snip it. But yeah, you know, use the sleeve, do the dance, you know, go up to the judges and flap that thing in their face. It's like, yeah, you know, what do you think of this? I can lift some weights with this, huh? You know, strap a weight to it and let it swing. Like, make it jump, do something. We all know professional bodybuilding is not a clean sport, even if it's a sport. I don't know. It's, to me, a sport is something that you, I was going to say compete in, but, well, it kind of is. I mean, you compete, you win a prize, and that's that. It's like boxing or whatever. But tough guys, you know, you ever seen the bikers that are really, like, red? Their neck is really red. Their foreheads and arms are red, but the rest are white. They look like they would be the type in a fight or about to fight and say, you know, man, I'm not gay or anything, but I'm going to eat your fucking ass, man. I'm going to eat it. Like, they would literally just bite the asshole of people, just be so mean and so dirty and not give a damn, just yank down their pants and just the asshole and nothing around it. Just go right for it and just rip it out. And that's their claim to fame. I just bit the asshole out of that biker dude. Yeah, he was the captain or the general. I don't know, what do they call themselves? The club president. There we go. The president, I bit his asshole. Now he can't shit right for a week. But nobody is tough when you're vomiting. That I know. That I know. You are not tough when you're vomiting. I'm sorry. When you vomit, you just look like a bitch. It's just a bitch leaning over the toilet. You can't stand up and just go, look at this. I'm just going to vomit. Shit. I got 90 seconds and I wasn't able to play my promo. I'm sorry. I'll get to it next time. I swear. But that will be my promo. I just kind of got long-winded and I only got half-hour shows. So I should have used that. But I kind of got into it. Yeah. So that's that.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.